Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor of LifePoint in Westerville. We continue this past Sunday in our series called Alive, where we're talking about how Jesus makes us new. In that particular book of the Bible, in chapters 2, verse 5 of Ephesians, it says that we were once dead in our trespasses and sins and now made alive in Christ Jesus. This particular week, we looked at chapter 4, and let me read just a little bit of it to you. In chapter 4, verse 7, it says, "But grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore it says, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives and gave gifts to men. In saying he ascended, what does it mean? But that he also descended to the lower regions of the earth. He also descended as the one who also ascended far above the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry and for building up the body of Christ." I think there's an interesting truth to really kind of think about today. You know, when he said that, you know, he ascended and then, you know, descended, there are many people who think different things about that and write different things. Does that mean that Christ came down from heaven, came down to earth as a man, and then ascended back to heaven? Or does it mean that, you know, he came and then went down into the earthly regions, went down into the grave, or went even down into hell for 3 days and came back? There are a lot of people who write books about that kind of stuff. What Paul's trying to get at is that Christ was not just a man, that he came down, that he was made into flesh, and that he ascended into the Father. When he did that, he became the victor. So when he says that, you know, he had a host of captives, like that's a symbol of victory. He created a victory for us that we could be made new. And then it says he gave gifts to men. So anyone who's a follower of Christ receives a gift. You can follow that up in Romans 12:4 and also in 1 Corinthians 15, where it talks about how we are all the body of Christ. Then it says that he gave some to be apostles and prophets, some to be pastors and teachers, some to be evangelists. So think about the foundation of the church. We had already looked at chapter 3, where it talks about how Christ created a foundation through the apostles and prophets with he himself as the cornerstone, right? And that we now are built up into one body, the temple. The holy temple on earth is now the body of believers that are built up in Christ. He gave some, you know, so there's that foundation level. Christ is the cornerstone, the apostles and prophets. Then the next, you know, are these pastors and teachers and evangelists. These are people who work with their particular gifts. But the purpose of all of those foundational pieces is to equip the saints for ministry. And what that means is that every believer has been given a gift and every believer is a minister. Now, that can be difficult for many to kind of comprehend, because in our culture, we typically think of ministers as people who go to school, get a degree, get ordained, apply for a job, go get a job in a church. They might wear a particular collar or a particular outfit, or they might have a different persuasion of religion. But our culture believes that ministers are these professionally paid, really speakers. And that is just, that is a truth that there are people who do that. But ministers are every believer. Every single believer is a minister. And those people who have jobs, their job is to equip people, to help them, to teach, to train, to encourage, to pray for, to help them in any way they can to carry out their mission. And I think, you know, if you're listening and you're a believer, then you have to say, okay, that's me then. I'm a minister. That's right. And there's a significant step in our faith that comes when we embrace the role as a minister on behalf of God's glory and a minister on behalf of God's agenda. That we have to embrace that and realize that we are servants of a Lord and King, Jesus. We are servants. Wherever you're at, I just want you to dwell on that and say, okay, am I really a servant? Do I live my life to serve Christ? Father, I pray that you help us all to embrace that call in our life, that we would serve you with all of our heart and all of our soul and all of our mind, that we would love you and as a result, love other people. God, turn us all into servants. Help us to embrace that call in our life. It's in your precious Son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Well, take a second and just dwell on that and talk to the Lord. If you've never considered yourself a servant, talk to him about it now. If you know that you're his servant and you've already embraced that, Ask Him to help give you eyes to see the work He wants you to do today. Well, thank you so much for being part of the Drivecast today. Till next time, God bless.